Space, the final frontier. They say the Federation was a perfect society, that in the 24th century all hardships had been eliminated. But while Starfleet boldly went where no one had gone before, we fought for our lives. Violence in the demilitarized zone is worse than it has ever been. Something must be done, and that is our story.
Ventral shields are 40%. 30%.
The Cardassians are accelerating and turning to port.
I am bringing us around 30 degrees. That should put our starboard phasers in range.
Firing. No good. I barely scratched them. Forward shields are at 60%.
I wonder if they'd like to trade gunners.
Ha ha ha.
Andars, release a decoy beacon to confuse their sensors.
Beacon away. We've only got two left.
Tarek, can you give me full impulse?
For a few seconds.
Aft shields are collapsing.
Full impulse. Now!
Coming about.
Firing.
Direct hit. They're venting plasma.
Firing.
The Cardassian Raider is retreating.
Are we going after them?
No, we still have a freighter to escort. Signal the Zosa to resume course.
That's odd.
What is it?
I'm reading a transmission from Gul-Pedar's headquarters, but his broadcast isn't scheduled for 2 days.
Indeed. Play the transmission.
Citizens of Cardassia, 22 days ago I promised you justice for the terrorist attack on Caloris. Today I keep that promise. Working in cooperation with our Federation neighbors, ships of the Cardassian Union have tracked those responsible to their base on the Moon Durell and Soltok system and destroyed it.
Oh, gods.
Do you think he's telling the truth?
Most likely.
What's going on, guys?
Play the rest.
That isn't necessary.
Please.
Instrumental in this mission was the work of Glynn Nateyev Ekman. She has received the Proficient Service Medallion for her efforts and deserves our gratitude. On a final note, I urge all Cardassians to cease reprisals for the Caloris attack. Justice has been served, and it must end here.
How generous of him.
Do you think it was us?
What do you mean?
When Ekman interrogated us, did we give the Dorel base away somehow?
I'm sure that's not what happened.
No way. She never even asked us about Dorel.
But her questions didn't make any sense. How do we know?
Don't even think it. I'll tell you what happened. Starfleet's been spying on us, and they sold Durell out to the Cardassians.
We should not jump to conclusions.
Kadar practically said so.
Maybe he was lying.
Why would he do that?
Starfleet's always seen us as the enemy.
Enough. We know too little to speculate. Now what?
It's a coded transmission from the committee. We've been ordered to last rest station immediately.
In the Harkev system? Why?
Doesn't say.
Hold on. I've never heard of last rest station.
There's no reason you should have. It's been abandoned for years. There's nothing in the Harkev system.
We will find out soon enough. Engaging warp engines.
I'll be in my cabin.
Yeah, I need to check on the engines. Maria? It's Tarek. Can I come in?
Why not? Have a seat.
Shouldn't we drink to their memory or something?
I can't. Not yet. We're more than 100 Maquis at that base.
We haven't gotten the casualty figures yet. Maybe they evacuated.
Maybe. But I don't think so.
Did you know anyone there?
Yeah. More than a few. No one very well, though.
Small blessings, I guess.
For me, sure. But the Soltok system is completely undefended now. Who knows how much damage the Cardassians will do? And it might be my fault.
But Andar said that...
Just leave me alone, Tarek. I need to think.
Okay.
See you again, Glenn Ekman. You won't walk away.
Coming out of warp. Full scan.
Scanning. No ships within range, but there's a lot of interference from the Shiva Nebula. I am getting minimal power readings from last rest station. There's someone over there.
Or they forgot to turn off the lights.
Hail the station.
Last rest station, this is Apache. We've arrived as instructed. Please advise.
Acknowledged, Apache. Please close the transporter range.
That's it.
What's going on here?
Hail them again.
Agreed. Open a channel.
Done.
Last rest station, this is Apache. Please clarify your instructions. Are we to dock with the station?
Negative, Sabay.
Ellen?
Who's Ellen?
An old friend.
You're to transport over here, and then the Apache will withdraw to at least 10 light years.
For how long?
I can't be sure, but a few days at least. Consider yourself on leave until we contact you.
Well, that's not suspicious.
The committee must maintain this level of secrecy to protect their identities from the Cardassians.
I know that. I just don't like being kept out of the loop. We have no idea what's waiting for you over there.
I appreciate your concern, but I will be fine. Tarek, power up the transporter.
Got it.
Be careful.
Thank you.
Transporter's ready.
Energize.
Well, now what?
Computer, display star chart. I thought so.
What?
The Volon system is just over 10 light-years from here.
And what's in the Volon system?
My parents.
You're kidding.
Nope. If I'm gonna sit on my hands, it might as well be with family. Do you have somewhere better to be?
I don't.
Fine. Fine. Setting a course.
Savay, welcome aboard.
Ellen, it has been far too long. You look beautiful.
And you don't look a day older than when we met.
What are you doing here?
This is committee business. Someone from the committee had to be here. Walk with me.
Is there anyone else on the station?
A few techs, but we've got this level to ourselves. Our quarters are this way.
This is an extreme level of secrecy, even for the committee. Why are we here?
An official meeting with a Federation representative.
You cannot be serious.
Perfectly. Their negotiators will be here in the morning. The other committee members will communicate through subspace. Ah, here's our quarters.
What does the Federation want?
We don't know, but this is the first time we've been officially recognized. They might arrest us on the spot.
Unlikely. The Federation hasn't broken a flag of truce since it was founded. Still, it was a logical precaution to bring only one committee member here, and I appreciate the privacy.
That is a perk. Computer, music. Dance with me, Sabe.
Does this meeting have anything to do with Dorel?
You never miss a step.
That is not an answer.
The truth is, we don't know how the Cardassians found out about Dorel.
I see. Why am I here, Ellen? I thought the committee didn't trust me.
Computer, music off. I'm afraid the others still don't, but I convinced them you should be here.
Why?
Because the Federation negotiator is being transported aboard the USS Pendragon.
The Pendragon?
I believe you know the captain, an Andorian named Artem Talev.
He was my helmsman on the Almanach.
That's why I wanted you here.
What if Starfleet was responsible for Dorel? What do you expect Artem to tell me?
Shh. Enough, Sabe. No more worrying. No more planning. Not tonight. Just kiss me.
Proximity alert. Federation starship approaching.
10 more minutes.
I doubt the Pendragon is going to wait.
Are they early, or did I oversleep?
A combination of both, I suspect. They are hailing us.
I can't let them see me with this kind of bedhead. You answer it. You look like you've been getting ready for hours.
Vulcans do require less sleep than humans.
Just answer them.
Of course. This is Last Rest Station. Welcome to the Demilitarized Zone.
Captain, is that you?
I haven't been a captain for many years, Mr. Tulev. Are you prepared to transport the Federation negotiator?
I'm afraid there's been a change of plans, Cap-Save. Starfleet Security doesn't want to risk transporting the ambassador. Please direct us to a docking port.
Very well. Port 7 is clear and awaiting your arrival.
We'll be aboard shortly. Been dragging out.
Paranoid, aren't they?
It will make negotiations difficult.
Nothing to be done about it now. How do I look?
Beautiful.
Is that the logical response?
Completely.
Onward, then.
Are you prepared?
As I'll ever be. You?
I am still uncertain what my purpose is.
Just keep an eye on Captain Tulev.
That is not very informative.
Ah, here we are. Welcome to Last Rest Station, Ambassador Revno.
Thank you. I believe you already know Captain Tulev.
We have met.
Ambassador, I assure you these security officers are unnecessary.
I disagree. I'm ready to begin if you are.
Of course. This way.
It's been a long time.
8 years.
I heard rumors that you'd defected, but I didn't believe it until now.
Congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you. I'd offer you a tour, but under the circumstances.
It would be inappropriate.
What about a drink? Last time I checked, there wasn't anything classified in the canteen.
That would be agreeable.
This way, then. What are you waiting for?
Permission to come aboard, Captain. This is your ship.
Granted. Welcome aboard.
Dropping out of warp, engaging impulse engines.
Set course for Balon 2, and transmit this code to port control. That should get us through without getting scanned.
You never mentioned scans.
We'll be fine.
What do you know? We've been cleared for orbit.
I vote we beam down. Anyone else remember Andar's last landing?
Was that before or after you transported a pile of spare parts instead of us?
You two keep talking. I am beaming down. Computer, energize.
After you.
The transporter can handle two people.
I'm sure it can. After you.
Fine. Computer, energize.
Computer. Initiate lockout program contingency 4. Energize.
There you are.
Wonderful climate you have here.
It's the wet season. I've missed this.
Maybe we'd better get inside.
This way. The house is just up ahead.
I haven't seen mud like this since we had to spend the winter in Kendra Valley.
Here, get inside.
Well, I'll never be dry again.
There's towels in the cabinet there. Just wait here. Mom? Dad?
Whoever you are, there's nothing here worth taking.
Dad, it's me.
Maria? Lights.
I told you.
Oh, thank gods.
Daniel, what's going on?
Maria's come back.
I don't believe it.
What's the matter with you two?
We didn't know where you were or if you were safe. When we heard about Dorel...
I wasn't there.
Thank gods.
Who are your friends?
Right. Anders, Tarek, these are my parents.
Call me Chelsea. This is my husband, Daniel.
Good to meet you.
Agreed.
Are they... colleagues of yours?
They're part of the Maquis, too.
Then they're welcome here. Can I get you anything?
That's not necessary.
Something to drink would be nice.
Of course. I've got some amazing wine from the Southern Islands.
They've made the canteens larger since last time I was on a starship.
There haven't been any complaints. What can I get you?
Candel iced tea.
One centhal and a candel iced tea.
Right away.
My favorite table is just over there.
How are you finding command?
Not nearly as easy as you made it look. Can I ask you something?
Of course.
There's no delicate way to say this. Why did you defect?
I did not defect. I had been retired for 2 decades when I joined the Maquis.
You're avoiding. Why did you join the Maquis?
Because it was logical.
How could terrorism be logical?
I would prefer not to discuss this.
And why did your crew have to hear it from Starfleet Security?
I apologize for causing you distress.
What about your son?
Syvek is aware of my decision.
Damn it, Cap... Savay, this is going to put you in prison if it doesn't get you killed.
Perhaps.
You can't possibly think you can beat the Cardassians. All you're doing is escalating the conflict.
I should go.
Listen to me. I can't protect you if things go badly.
Permission to disembark, Captain.
I'll have someone show you out.
So that's when Savay tells us about the time she ate the heart of a Targ. I pretty much lost it.
And I bet she said it with a completely straight face, too.
That wasn't half as funny as when I tried to help Tarek fix the engine. Half the consoles back there say the ship is about to explode.
Hey, that's only because it is.
Well, that'll be the storm knocking out our power.
Time for some candles.
Don't you have an emergency generator?
Of course we do, but candles are more fun.
And on the Cardassian side of the border, it's always a good idea to save your emergency supplies.
Now let's not worry about all that. Here, put these around the living room.
I'd better take a look. You're Andars, right?
Huh? Sorry, I must have dozed off.
Come on, you can help me get the lights on.
I could help with that.
I'm sure you could, but the 5 glasses of wine you've had might get in the way.
Come on, Andars. Here we are.
I'm not very mechanically inclined.
That's fine.
So, why did you want me here?
Hold this light.
Tarek could have done this.
I'm worried about Maria.
Okay. Why?
She hasn't really been okay since the war.
We noticed.
And now I can tell something's happened.
Maybe. Why are you talking to me about this?
She won't talk to me. I tried.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Keep her from doing something stupid. There we go. Thanks for the help.
Computer, dim lights 30%, and increased temperature 5 degrees.
I hope you had a better time than I did.
The negotiations cannot be over already.
There are no negotiations. There never were.
I do not understand.
The ambassador's only purpose here is to give us Starfleet's ultimatum. Disarm immediately or be hunted down as terrorists.
That is highly illogical. The Cardassians are threatening Federation interests. The Maquis have significant support on the Federation Council.
Not enough, apparently. Revno doesn't care about Federation interests. To him, we're nothing more than a bunch of armed criminals. The way he looked down his nose at me, if he hadn't had those gold shirts, I might have decked him.
Under the circumstances, that may have been acceptable.
Oh, Savay, this is really bad. Is it hot in here?
Apologies. Computer, cancel temperature increase. What is to be done?
The chairman wants to speak with you. You won't like what he has to say.
I have liked very little of what has been said today. I am ready.
Computer, reroute subspace communication to this monitor.
Survey of Vulcan. You have been filled in on Starfleet's demands?
I have, Mr. Chairman.
Good. We've asked for a recess to consider, but this is merely a stalling tactic.
What are you stalling for?
To keep the Pendragon here. When we refuse Starfleet's terms, they will hunt us down. Our only chance is to get the intelligence stored in the Pendragon's computers.
I see. That is why you wanted me here.
You disapprove.
I do. We are still under a flag of truce.
We have no choice. Without that intelligence, Starfleet will cripple us in a week.
We can find another option.
The decision is made.
You agree with this, Ellen?
No, but I was outvoted.
And yet you are the one who faces arrest if we break the truce.
Ellen knew the risks when she volunteered for this mission.
Don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
And if I refuse?
Then another operative will go in your place, and probably fail.
We don't have a lot of choices here, Svay.
Very well. I will need to contact the Apache.
Of course. We are transmitting all available information that may be useful to you. Good luck.
Subspace link is terminated.
Do you have a way off the station?
My transport ship isn't scheduled until tomorrow, but there's an emergency shuttle on deck 8.
Then go, now, and take anyone else who is still here.
But what if you need help?
There's nothing you can do to help me. Live long and prosper, Ellen.
Live long and prosper, Svay.
Apache, this is Maria. Beam me up. Apache, energize.
It's not going to.
Gods damn it, Andars! I was this close to shooting you!
You didn't, so there's progress.
Why isn't the ship acknowledging me?
Why do you need to go to the ship?
You first.
Because I locked the controls.
Why?
Because I thought you might try to sneak out in the middle of the night, like you're doing right now. Your turn.
I needed to borrow the ship.
Well, at least you're not lying.
What gave me away?
Your father's a smart man. But to be honest, I've been suspicious since we heard about Durell.
Fine. Now unlock the ship.
Can't.
Just do it before I take out my phaser again.
Look, I'd love some payback too, but you can't go running off on a suicide mission.
Who says suicide mission?
You came here to say goodbye to your family, didn't you?
And ours. I need to do this.
You need to do what's best for the Maquis. If you die, we're down a soldier and a raider, and we can't replace either.
So where does that leave us?
Standing in the rain and soaked to the bone.
Are you going to tell Savay?
I wasn't planning on it, but this has to be the last time. I can't fight the Cardassians and worry about what you're going to do at the same time.
Fine. Let's get back inside. What was that?
Someone's hailing the ship. I guess we'll be beaming up after all.
This is Tulev. Go ahead.
Captain, you have an incoming communication from the station.
Put it through.
Good evening, Captain.
What do you want?
I must speak with you.
I'm listening.
I would prefer not to discuss it remotely.
Very well. Send me your coordinates.
Done.
Transporter room, lock on to the following coordinates and beam Survey to my ready room.
Acknowledged.
What do you need?
I apologize.
For what?
For abusing your trust. And for this.
What?
Forgive me, my friend. Computer, download all relevant information to portable device. Search word Maquis.
Unable to comply. The requested information is restricted.
Access code 004-310 Omega Red.
Access granted.
Apache, this is Survey. I'm finished here. Energize.
No, you don't.
R-10, stop.
What the hell?
What is it?
There's another person in the matter stream.
You said the transporter could handle two people.
It can, when it's calibrated properly.
Well, then you better...
Stop distracting him.
It's okay. I think I've got it. Who's he?
This is Captain Arten Taleb.
Don't move.
Deploy the decoy drones and power down the ship.
Got it.
Drones away. You want to explain him?
My nerve pinch failed to fully incapacitate him. I must be out of practice.
You visited my ship. It's only fair that I visit yours.
Just stay where you are.
Maria, he is not to be harmed.
Not if he stays where he is.
Damn it. The Pendragon isn't going for the drones. They're approaching fast.
They must have locked on to the captain's comm badge. Tarek, I am taking the ship to maximum warp.
You'll never outrun the Pendragon in this.
Be quiet. Give me that. No more comm badge to worry about.
It won't matter. The Pendragon has a lock on us and is closing rapidly.
Time to weapons range?
About now.
That was a warning shot.
I told you to be quiet.
Let him speak.
Their next shot will collapse your shields. Then they will disable the ship and put all of you in holding cells.
He's trying to stall us. There's no way they'll risk damaging the ship with him on board. But if they get us in their tractor beam, we're finished.
Time to tractor beam range?
3 minutes at most. They're hailing us.
No reply. I'm setting course for the Shiva Nebula.
They didn't like that. Shields are at 30%.
I'm diverting power to aft shields.
Shouldn't Maria already have done that?
You want me to stop watching the prisoner?
Shields at 10%. They're trying to stop us from reaching the nebula.
Then they have failed. We are entering the nebula now, dropping out of warp.
Sensors barely functioning. Shields are out.
As expected, is the Pendragon pursuing?
Doesn't look like it. What's the plan?
Power down and wait.
Oh, brilliant.
Tarek, engine status.
You didn't do us any favors by pushing maximum warp like that. I've got my hands full back here.
Understood.
There's one thing that I want to know, Sabe. More than why you joined a group of terrorists. More than why you betrayed my trust. How did you know the Pendragon's access codes?
Are you sure I can't stun him?
You know Starfleet access codes?
I served in Starfleet for several decades.
But you retired almost 20 years ago. None of the codes from back then would still work.
He has a point.
Enough. There is something on sensors.
It's hard to tell with the interference, but it looks like the Pendragon is launching sensor probes into the nebula.
If that's true, it's only a matter of time until they triangulate our position.
Are you our advisor now?
Only if I can advise you to surrender. It's your best option at this point.
Tarek, never mind the engines. Please come to the main cabin.
So we can all get captured like a family?
What's going on?
The Pendragon is triangulating our position using sensor probes. We cannot outrun or outfight an Ambassador-class starship. Suggestions?
We could destroy the probes.
Tarek, weapon fire would give us away instantly.
What about firing a volley of torpedoes as we come out of the nebula? That might blind their sensors.
Not long enough for us to escape, if at all. Starfleet sensors are highly advanced.
I could read Captain Taleb's mind. He must know something useful.
That is not an option.
Why not? Because he's your friend?
Starfleet is not our enemy.
Tell that to the Pendragon.
Don't be stupid, Sabe. Maybe they weren't our enemy before, but they definitely are now. It's read his mind or prison.
I will not allow it.
You didn't have a problem when it was a Cardassian Glynn.
I have another option.
You just won't shut up.
Let him speak.
Put me in an EVA suit and send me towards the Pendragon. Once I'm aboard, I'll call off pursuit.
Congratulations. That's the dumbest idea anyone's had yet.
Why would you suddenly become so generous?
I haven't yet received orders to hunt the Maquis. Until I do, you'll be free to go.
That is a convenient excuse. Why are you really doing this, Arten?
Because, despite what you've done, I don't want to see you in prison. Call it for old time's sake.
Those probes are getting closer.
Tarek, prepare an EVA suit.
Are you serious?
We can't trust him.
I trust him, and I ask you to trust me.
I must be going crazy, but we'll try it your way.
Fine.
I'll get the suit ready.
Thank you, Tarek. I will escort Captain Taleb to the airlock. We have left the nebula.
The Pendragon isn't pursuing. They're moving away at warp 5.
What do you know? Tlev is good to his word.
He's a Starfleet officer.
That's never counted for much in the DMZ.
One more thing, Savay. How did you know the Pendragon's access code?
The answer may disappoint you.
I'll take my chances.
The committee chairman gave me the code. I do not know how he acquired it.
Ah, so you don't have high-level Starfleet contacts?
Not that I am aware of.
Too bad. The Pendragon is out of sensor range.
Then I am setting a new course. Please transmit the information on this data chip to the committee.
So, now we're fighting the Starfleet too? That's going to make things more difficult.
That is an understatement.
You've been listening to Tales from the DMZ, Episode 4. In the cast, Michelle Heiner was Savay, Jonathan Preshaw was Mijan Andars, Ari Ashkenazi was Tarek Wren, and Brianna Savaleski was Maria Belmont. Guest voices included Lillian Ripley as Ellen, David Mimura as Ambassador Revno, Elizabeth Ripley as Chelsea Belmont, Jake Bailey as Daniel Belmont, Tim Reimer as Captain Tlev, and Kelsey Sorge Toomey as the computer. Music was by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.